just you took someone else's.
Okay, my dear friends, here we are. And we are starting the new Zman with Emunavad. And let's talk a little bit about the Ikrim of Emunah. So there's a Gemara that Rabban Lei brings here on Makas, Daf Chav Gimel, Amid Beis. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says the following thing. It's a somewhat famous Gemara. And it starts as follows. Dorash Rav Simlai, Shesh Meis, Vishlosha Esrei Mitzvois, Nemrulo the Moshe. 613 mitzvahs are said to Moshe. We added a 14th, but it's not the Baal Tosef because whatever. It's 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, right? Why were there 613? Does anyone know how many lavin and how many essays? 248. 365. Why 365? 365 lavin kenen yemoisa chama every single day. You have to know Hashem said, don't do this, don't do that. That's the don'ts, that's the no's. And then there is 248 assays keneged evarv sheba adam, which correspond to a person's limbs. There's 248 limbs in a person. Fine. And where do we darshan it from? The pasuk says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Moirasha kilas Yaakov. Torah is gematria. 611. Why 611? Because Moshe actually taught us 611. There was two more that we heard directly from Hashem's mouth. Ki'ilu kaviyachol. Straight from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which was?
Very intense.
That's correct. Very intense. That was the first two of the Aseres Hadibras. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Lo'yilucha, Elohim Achirim Alponai. It was very intense, as I've already mentioned, to the point it was so intense. That you were there, yes, we all were there. I just don't remember it so well. But it was so intense that people actually died. And they came back, the Malchim came, like their neshamas, like jumped out of their goof. They put it back in and jumped out of their goof and put it back in. And like, okay, that's enough, okay? It's like, we can't do that anymore. Yeah, that was a mad trip. That's 100% true.
Seriously, they probably
totally. So, that was it. So there's 611 from Moshe, 2 from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is gematria, Torah tzivalanu, Moshe is 611. That's what we know. Then the Mishnah continues says, "Vad David v'hemidam al achas esrei." David came, and he was maimed them on 11. What does that mean? He's maimed them on 11. So Rashi says, listen, 613 mitzvahs, it's hard to focus on all 613. Maybe back in the day, we were able to focus on 613. If you want to focus, David said, let's focus on these 11. Let's focus on these 11. Now, what does David mean? Does he mean like the other ones are not important? It obviously doesn't mean that. What he means is, if you focus on these 11, then we'll be able to get you to do all of them. These are the 11, like, these are the ones that really, like, trigger. They're trigger points. These 11 will get you to do the rest. He'emidom alachas esrei means that he wanted to hold them up. To be maimed is to hold something up. He wanted to hold up all 613, and he said, look, here are 11 pillars. These are the triggers. What? Achas esrei.
So it's not the little this or the
Seres Hadibros. No, he speaks of this. Over here, if you take a look in the Gemara, it's kedai for you to see the Gemara, but we're going to read down it. It'll take us the whole day, so let's move down a little bit. The Gemara says, Bachizkiyahu, let's see if I can find where it says in the Gemara, Bayishayahu, Ve'emidon al-Shesh. Yishayahu came after David HaMelech, and said, I gotta have to reduce it. And there's six that are really, really fundamental. It started at 613. You can't focus on 613. Focus on the 11. Those are the triggers. You get to do, it's not saying don't do the 613, but focus on these 11. Those will trigger the other ones. Comes Yishayo and says, focus on these six. You focus on these six, and then you're getting really, it's more fundamental. And the Gemara says, V'chozer Yishayo v'emidam al shtayim. Yishayo came back and he said, you know what? I see that we have to be even more concentrated. So he chose two. And then the Gemara ends. It says the Gemara, Bo Chavakuk v'hemidon al achas. Which means Chavakuk said, I want you to focus on one thing. Bo Chavakuk v'hemidon al achas. Focus on this one thing. You know what that one thing is? Tzadik be'emunosoy yichye. In other words, if you want to ask someone, what does it all boil down to? It all boils down to one thing. This is the cornerstone. This is the foundation of everything. If there's one foundation, I have to say it all boils down to one thing. What is that one thing? Says the Gemara, name of Chavakuk, he's a Navi, boils down to Emuna. Tzadik be'emunasoy yichya. So that's basically, what it's saying is that Emuna isn't just like an important thing. Emuna is basically it's the beginning. I wouldn't say it's the end, but it's the beginning of everything. It's not the be-all and end-all, because then you're saying that all matters is Emuna. That's not what the Gemara means. It means, that's going to hold everything up. If you have strong Emuna, you have strong foundations. You have weak Emuna, you have weak foundations. Well, that's what we're saying. It's a trigger to everything else. When a person says, I have Emunah, therefore I don't have to do anything. So you're saying, no, that the Emunah should trigger everything. Now, there's different dargas of Emunah. This is what we've spoken about numerous times. I believe that every single one of us has Emunah. Someone that's not a Maimon means that he has zero Emunah. We have Emunah, but we have dargas of Emunah. And the challenge that we have is the more that we can be mechazik ourselves, the more we could strengthen our amuna, so the more that triggers other things to happen. So a person has to have amuna. So and there are things that we do that help us, that are conducive to having amuna, things that we do that detract from our amuna. We discussed that part of amuna that we have is that if everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything is good. I was just reading, I'm reading an interesting book. The book is called Confessions of a Jewish Cult Buster. It's the name of the book. Confessions of a Jewish Cult Buster. It's about a person that his job is, and when people get caught in cults, so the family calls him, and he tries to, what they call, deprogram. Because a cult is really, it's a program where a person... It's just a catchy title to get people like me to read the book. So it's called Confessions of a Jewish Cult Buster. It's the name of the book by someone named Shia Hecht. Anyway, it's a very interesting book. Maybe. It's an interesting book. It's a fascinating book. I'll get it to you. Anyway, so one of the things it says in the following thing. He was dealing with a person who was in a cult. The name of the cult is... let's see if I can remember what it was called. Understanding, cult of Bible, something, I don't remember the exact question, something about that. It's about people that they're, he was a Christian. This person was, and this was a fascinating, he said he never ever met anyone like this before. I didn't finish the story yet, but I got it ready, the minister's already out of the picture. I think, it's already out of the picture. He said almost everyone that's caught up in cults grew up in a non-religious home. He said anytime you hear people say, yeah, I was religious, and you know, all that garbage, it's all baloney. He says, never really happened. No one is not, you don't have religious people that get caught up in cults. It just doesn't happen. He said this is the one exception to the rule. There's a 30-year-old guy who got caught up. He was brought up in a Jewish home, and he even like made sure, because he said a lot of times they pretend that way, but he asked him if he was on the yeshiva basketball team. He said, the yeshiva doesn't have a basketball team. That's the way he knew that it's a yeshiva. But he, like that type of thing. Anyway, he spoke to him in Yiddish. The guy knew Yiddish.
What was the cult?
It was a Christian cult. It wasn't Harry. It didn't sound like it was a.
What was the cult?
I don't know exactly. I didn't get that. But the point was as follows. So you had a minister there. So this fellow, this Jewish person. That's what it was. Shia Hecht's father has a radio show. Now on the radio show, he said, "My son, you know, if anyone gets caught up in a cult, my son can help you." The guy called him up and said, "I happen to have heard this. I feel it's a sign from heaven. I want to talk to you." but I'm only willing to come to you with my minister. So Sheikh said, no problem. So his minister came, and they're having a showdown between Sheikh and the minister to discuss their religions. The minister comes in with a bunch of books, and so he asked him the following thing. He asked him, he said, you believe that there are two forces in the world, there's a force of good and a force of evil? He said, yes. And he said, you believe that the force of evil is obviously, it's damaging and detrimental, therefore it's not from God. So he said, yes. Like the devil somehow escaped from God and therefore is wreaking havoc and we have to try to avoid it. So the minister said, yes, that is what the Christian belief is. So he said to him, well, you know, it doesn't really make much sense because you're basically saying that God is not omnipotent. Omnipotent means all-powerful, because if he's all-powerful, then no one can escape him. So then he's not really God. So what you're saying doesn't make any sense. We believe that there is a reason for the Yetzer Hara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the Yetzer Hara, and he's actually a messenger of the Yetzer Hara, and our job is to overcome him. That's why he's there. But the idea basically is that we believe that everything in the world is good. It's all good, even the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, as a matter of fact, the Medrash says, what is Toiv Me'oid? The Yetzer Hara. The best is Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is the best. What's bad? There's only one thing that's bad. What's that? Sin is bad. That's not the Yetzer Hara, right? Yetzer Hara is just the temptation, but that's a good thing because if we're going to overcome that. Anyway, so that's the way, with this very argument, yeah, he got this minister, he flustered him, and he got the minister like walked up and left, and that was it, and left this other Jewish guy with the Sheikh, and that was the end of that one. That was an easy one. There's much harder ones over there.
Why hasn't this argument like on everyone?
It would. It would. But these most of the things that they say don't make any sense.
What's the worst cult that he dealt with?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, which is a pure Avodah Zarah. They have idols and they bow to them, and it's like it was a rough one. But I mean, he only tells the stories that he did well, and at least as far as I got in the book so far.
Is it a cult-buster guy?
This is a cult buster, yeah. So anyway, so my point is like this: everything that happens in this world is good. That is part of our amunah. That is the bedrock of our amunah. If a person says something is bad, what he is doing is he is confusing himself. If a person says, oh, I hate that happened, or I can't stand that, or that's horrible, that's terrible, or says something about a mitzvah or a commandment, says that this is something that I don't like or something that I don't want, he is, in a way, he is generating an atmosphere which is not receptive to amunah. Amuna is that everything that happens in this world, everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does is for the good. Amuna is clearly all the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us are for our benefit.
Isn't the whole point of making it a mitzvah is that even though we may not like it or it may be hard for us,
yeah, so there's something, if something can be hard for us, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's the Yetzer Hara is trying to convince us otherwise. But to say that it's not good is a person who is not recognizing the reality of the world. Amuna.
You don't like it, means that you don't like the situation. Why not? Shotness, right?
Right.
You don't like the fact you can't wear shotness. Why do you have to like the fact you can't wear shotness?
So I think it boils down to this. If something would, let's say you had a cup of soda in front of you. Okay? Do you like soda?
Yeah.
Which soda do you like?
Pepsi.
Pepsi. They're coming out with a new soda. Isn't Coke coming out with a new hot soda? You know about this?
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola is coming out with a new hot drink. Yeah, it is previewing in China. That's who they try it first on them. Coca-Cola's coming out with a hot drink. It's going to be the first hot drink that in a can or something like that. What? I'm not sure how they're going to make it hot. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Not sure. I guess you leave it in your car or something like that. I'm not sure. But the Coca-Cola, if I'm not mistaken, the Coca-Cola's coming out with a hot drink. Would you be interested in trying that?
No. Yes.
Yeah, that's a cool. That's chill.
Blue Pepsi was awesome.
I don't remember Blue Pepsi. I remember vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Coke.
Awesome. I remember.
Oh, wow.
So you're interested in tasting that, right? So there it is. It's over there, and it's, you know, okay, exciting. Someone says, yeah, but I happen to know that there's rat poison in this Coca-Cola right now.
So I wouldn't drink it.
Do you want to drink it?
I want to drink it without the rat poison.
Do you want to drink? Correct. You want to drink this cup of cola right here? No, you don't want it. You don't want it. Because, you know, it's poison. This is poison. So even if you say, wow, I'm thirsty and I would really love to drink it, but I don't want that cup. So therefore, if a person understands that there's poison here, he can reach a level of saying, I don't want this. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu told you, it's good. This is good for you. So why should I want it? You know, I have, I go regularly to dentists, which I advise to all of you, and Dr. Mark Kaufman and Flappish does an excellent job. But you could all go to whoever's dentist you want to go. I go to dentists, right? I have to make myself crazy to go to a dentist. I don't enjoy being at the dentist. But do I want to go there? Absolutely, yes. And I pay him to scrape my teeth, and I walk out of there with bloody gums, and it's not enjoyable at all. I pay him to do that. It's not something. It's not something that I enjoy. But it's. I definitely want to go to the dentist.
You don't want to have to go to the dentist.
That's true. But I want to go to the dentist because the fact is, this is what I need. So, that's right. So it is what I want. Without a question, I want to go. I tell my wife, make sure to remind me because I
want
to go to the dentist.
I don't want to have to go to the dentist.
It's not a question of wanting to have to go, but the fact.
That's the whole point. I don't want to have to not wear shoes, but I. Need to not wear it, so I don't wear that.
You're missing a step. You're missing a step. You're missing a step. You're missing a step because the fact is that these are things that I do need. So I want them because I need them. You're saying, but I wish I wouldn't need them.
Right.
But the fact is, you do need them. So right now, you want to do it.
Yeah.
You want to do it. So this is what we want to do.
It's austere.
So the point is, we want to do these things. I pay to do them. I'm gonna make sure that I have time to do them, and I'm gonna make sure that it works because this is what I want to do. That is emunah. When a person realizes this is something that is good for me, so it's good for me. I want to do it. And anytime a person is not able to verbalize that, he can't say that. So then he's kind of confusing himself. Is this good for me? Is it not good for me? Do I want to do this? Do I not want to do this? Then a person is getting less in touch with the reality. The reality is, these are things that are good for us. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are things that we want to do. The reality of all mitzvahs boil down to emunah. If we can crystallize our emunah, and our emunah is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us these things because He wants to be good to us, so then the mitzvahs become easier. Do you want to get up for Shacharis? The answer is yes. The answer is not no. The answer is yes. That's what you want to do. It might be hard for you to do it.
People don't want to do it.
Might be challenging. That's not true.
You know,
people do
want to
do things that are hard. Of course
they
do.
You'll be happy if you get up a Shabbos. You do want it.
A person wants to do what he knows is good for him. This is good for you. If it's good for you, you want to do it. Even if it's hard for you. Do you want to go to the dentist? The answer is yes. If you're standing there, I need a ride to Harnof. My dentist is in Harnof. Someone says, do you want a ride to Harnof? The answer is yes. Do you want to go to the dentist? The answer is yes. The answer is no, so don't go. But I have to go. Why do you have to go? Who's forcing you? The dentist is not going to call you up and scream at you. I'll say, okay, you know what, dentist? I'm not going to Harnof. I'm not coming to you. What's he going to do? He's not going to do anything. I want to go. Yes, I want to go because I know this is good for me. That's what I want to do. Is it something that I enjoy at the moment? Maybe I don't enjoy it. It's something that I want, absolutely. I want to do it. If a person says, I don't want to go to the dentist, so then he is not in touch with the reality of himself. If a person says, I don't want to get up for Shacharis, he's not in touch with the reality of himself, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Amunah is. And that's the foundation of everything. Realize that the mitzvahs, there's no mitzvahs that are bad for you. And if they're good for you, then you want to do them. People want what's good for them. That's what we have to try to really perfect. The more we perfect our emunah, the easier it is to get up in the morning. When a person says, I don't want to get up, of course it's hard for him to get up. How's he going to get up? He doesn't want to. But a person says, I do want to get up, and I know this is right, and this is what I want to do. It's much easier. And the same is true with all the mitzvahs. And that's really the foundation of everything. Is emunah, Beis Hashem, B'li Neder. We will continue next week.
It's not really that.